Do you think the Prime Minister, as leader of this country, somebody with very strong views on this campaign, do you not think he ought to be debating the other side one-to-one, not just sort of one person on the programme and then the other? It ought to be a head-to-head clash. As Prime Minister, shouldn't he be doing that?
I completely agree, and I don't see what the problem would be for him. I think he's a very good debater. I'm sure he'll do incredibly well in any setting. And now I live in America, and I've been watching very closely the presidential race there. And one of the really great things about it, and the way that is the fact that you do have the candidates in debate after debate, right there on stage, up against each other. And in the end, it really sorts the wheat from the chaff. It really tests the candidates in a way that no other format can. So I think it's definitely what should happen here.
A lot of our listeners basically think he's Fritter Farage, and they can't understand the man who wanted to debate Gordon Brown in 2010 now doesn't seem to think the debates are a good idea.
Well, I think that there's probably I haven't actually looked at the history of this, but I would imagine that there's a tendency of people who are ahead to not want to risk things. And he probably thinks that that's the situation that he's in. I can't really speak for what he's thinking. My only view is, as someone who knows him very well and has worked alongside him, he's just really good. He knows his stuff. He knows the details. He's very passionate. He cares about this deeply. And I think he'll do very well in any debate in any format. And I just think it's good for democracy to have the opposing sides being able to test their arguments directly against each other.
Do you think that if your side of the argument wins and we do vote to leave the EU, doesn't that mean that on June the 24th, David Cameron is toast?
No, I think that is really wrong. As I said earlier, I think it's not just wrong, but anti-democratic, because the election for the post of Prime Minister was last year. It was the general election, and the public voted for David Cameron, not just for 1 year, not just until the next big thing comes along, but for a whole parliament.
But he will have lost authority.
I don't necessarily think that's right. He will have lost this particular argument. There's a huge
pretty
agenda.
Pretty big one to lose.
Yeah, but I agree, and I feel very strongly about it. That's why I've wanted to get involved in the discussion. But there's many more issues, and there's a huge amount that he wants to get done, all of which I support. And I think that he absolutely should do that. And I think it is completely wrong and anti-democratic for just a small group of MPs, that's effectively what it would be, to depose him against the will of the public expressed in a general election.
Their argument would be that how can the man who made all of these predictions about what would happen if we leave the EU, how can he conduct the negotiations to get us out?
Because just before the...
Because his heart won't be in it, will it?
Well, just before the campaign began, he said things to the effect that we'll be fine as well. So that he's actually made that clear, that he doesn't think that Britain can't succeed outside the EU. He thinks that from his point of view, it would be better to stay in, but he thinks it's perfectly reasonable to envision a future for the country outside. And I think actually he would be a great leader to take us through that transition, because he's experienced now, he understands the processes in the EU, he knows the other leaders. I can't think of anyone better to negotiate a new relationship with the EU than David Cameron.